Hey, everyone. It's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we've got the singer Rick DeJesus from Adelita's Way. What's going on, Rick?
Not much. Just enjoying a day in Las Vegas, doing some grocery shopping for me and my daughter.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Hey, it's really starting to storm here, so if you hear any thunder in the background, don't worry about it. We just might have some background noise.
Well, if you hear any grocery stores going, this is an aisle 9, then you'll know. Same thing.
Awesome, man. Hey, it's been like 5 years since your debut album was released. How's the ride been so far for you guys? You've had some pretty amazing things happen, especially these last 2 or 3 years. How's it been?
It's been good, man. It's been, you know, we've taken a very, very, DIY, do-it-yourself approach to every record we make. And I think that's why we're still here. I think, as you know, there's less and less outlets for bands to really promote their music or be heard or be known. So really, we feel like for the past 7 years, we've just been, any opportunity that comes along, we obviously take, but the majority of it has been through touring the United States over and over again, back and forth, touring Canada, and selling CDs out of the trunk of our car. So that's how this band has been built, and that's how we continue to just have that mentality. We continue to have the mentality that if something comes along that's amazing for us to promote our music, obviously we want the opportunity, but it really hasn't. So we just keep our head down and we battle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that, this next question kind of lends to that with something that really helped you. I know, especially those first couple of years, you guys actually had a few tunes that were used by the WWE. That must have been pretty big as far as like you just talked about with having something else, another alternate way of getting word out there about Adelita's Way.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. I feel like, all these years later, 2014, I took for granted how much opportunity the WWE gave us because nothing ever came along again. It seems like the first thing we ever got was the only thing. And I don't think that's in any effort to the team we have. I think it's more an effort to the struggle that they've been going through trying to get rock fans' attentions. I think that when they call anyone from TV to press to radio stations, the first thing when they say the sentence, "Hey, we have a rock band," the phone hangs up on them.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of where I see rock music right now. I see rock music as, in 2009, there were still avenues for bands to break through. You know, you still heard Shine Down on Top 40 Radio. You heard bands breaking through, you know what I mean? And Theory of a Dead Man was on Hot AC Top 40. It was on everything. But right now, man, you don't see any of that. Right now, there's like an alternative hipster movement that's just taken over, and it's an epidemic, to be honest with you. And if you're not in that realm, or if you're not, kind of having that overall tone of your record, no one wants anything to do with you, honestly. And even your own rock stations, I even hear active rock stations that are trying to kind of just jam a couple of Metallica tunes in there and then start playing some of these bands, the Bastilles, the Alt-J's, the Fun, the Bleachers, and they're trying to call their station rock while they're taking another outlet away from us.
Yeah.
So now every city already has six, you go into a city, there's already six pop stations and alternative stations, hot AC stations that are playing, Imagine Dragons and Neon Trees and Alt-J and Fun and the Bleachers. And now with us losing the only avenue that we've ever had to promote records, which is active rock, now active rock, some stations are even starting to say, we're the alternative,
Yeah.
And they're starting to play those bands. So now those bands have seven stations in each city playing their music every two songs, and active rock bands have one or zero if we're lucky. And then it becomes a question of why when you're talking to someone, they say, oh, rock isn't selling, it's dead. It's like, well, I wonder why rock's not selling. We the only way that bands sell records is through the trunk of their car or touring and merchandise, you know what I mean? And it's not like you see, when was the last time you saw a new rock band on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, or you saw a new rock band on the front of Rolling Stone, or you saw a new rock band with any press whatsoever?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse to the point right now where I'm watching bands drop like flies, and the only way for people to find out about us is if they stumble upon us on YouTube, or they happen to be on Spotify and it suggests us, or we're, like I said, we're blowing stages up every night and winning people over and hand selling 200 CDs out of the trunk of our car, which is how we have the most of our success.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you touch on a good point, and honestly, this is why shows like our show, like Hard Edge Radio, are doing so well. If these FM stations don't wake up and start realizing that they're not giving the majority of the listeners that listen to that station what they want. Internet is going to take over. FM really needs to wake up. There's some internet radio shows and podcasts right now that are doing better numbers than some of the FM time slots. They need to wake up.
It's awful. And here's the bottom line. There's two things that are going on. First of all, I'm being told to shut up nonstop. I've been banned from two cities already just for speaking the truth. I'm not lying. I'm not being derogatory. All I do is I simply go on stage and I say, you guys wonder why you have no rock and roll in your city, and this is why. And I had seven people on the phone screaming at me the other day telling me I can't say this and I can't do that. But the bottom line is this. I kind of can, because my band has built itself in a do-it-yourself fashion. We've handed out CDs. We've hugged fans. We play shows five nights a week. I've never had this magic button that some of these... My first show was not on Leno. You know, the first time I ever played live wasn't like, you're playing Letterman tonight. Like, did you rehearse? It's like, you're talking to a band that's played thousands of shows. And that's how we're even relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is... Times are hard all around, man. A, we're losing all our avenues to promote records. And B, Spotify is here, and Spotify is the future, man. It's like, unless our diehard fans go out and buy the records out of our hands, people can go and hear your content on Spotify, and we don't get paid for that, man. It's nothing.
I know. No, that's true. Hey, one more in general, and then we'll get to some talk about the new stuff. You got some great stuff coming out now with the new CD, the new single. The Home School Valedictorian CD did extremely well for you guys, and then after that came out, I was surprised to see such a gap between that one and this new one. Was there a reason for that? Did you guys just really want to take your time with this new one?
No, there's three reasons total. Reason number one, I had a baby. I wanted to be present in her life for the first year, so I wanted to take that year off no matter what.
Right on.
Reason number two, yeah, we worked very, very hard on this new record. It took us about a year to write it.
Okay.
Reason number three, our label got bought by Universal Music Group, and they really didn't know what they wanted to do with us at first.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a stigma of rock being dead. When the new team came in, they kind of looked at us and they were like, this is a rock band. Do we want it? Do we not want it? It did really well. I mean, the bottom line is, like I told you before, our last record sold 130,000 records and almost a million singles, and we did that, you know, with very limited avenues of promotion. I mean, if you would have put that record on radio stations throughout the country, on the seven markets that all these bands are doing, and on TV and all that, we would have sold, you know, 500,000 albums.
Yeah.
You know, they should do an experiment one day. They should take one rock band, they should start playing them all over Top 40 radio, all over alternative radio, and put them on late night TV.
And then
we'll see if rock is dead.
Yeah.
Then we'll see if my band, if Adelita's Way, gets to do the late night run of TV, you put us on Top 40 radio, you put us on rock radio, you put us on everything. If we don't sell records, more records than some of these other bands, I'll quit.
Yeah.
I bet you we would.
Oh yeah. No, that's true, man. That's true.
But we'll never get the shot, man. We'll never get the shot. We'll just put the record out, and I'm already prepared for it. I'm already ready to go on a 3-month trek with the Pretty Reckless and sell them out of the trunk of our car, and somehow this record will sell 100,000 records right there with the Bleachers and Fun and Neon Trees and all these bands. We'll sell almost as many records as all them, and we'll do it out of the trunk of our car.
That's true, man. The new CD, Stuck, just came out the other day, last week, actually. The single, Dog on a Leash, loving that one, doing great on radio. Tell us a little bit about this new CD.
The new CD was, you know, we kind of the way I'm talking has set the tone for how we felt making the new record. You know, we were tired of seeing, you know, in a musician's life, you see other people buying Mercedes-Benz off your hard work. You see other people buying, building additions onto their homes off your work. We wanted to do this record the opposite way. We wrote it in a garage, in a jam room, and the band was in control of most of the album, and we wanted to set the tone for how they did it in the 80s and 90s, man. You know, Soundgarden was in a barn with Nirvana, was in a barn. These bands were in barns writing records, being themselves. And I felt like at the time we were writing the record, nobody cared enough about us to be really so on top of us that we couldn't write the record the way we wanted to, and we approached it like that. Obviously, in the end, we had to compromise a little bit because we're still on a major label, but the approach was to be mean and be fierce. And honestly, Dog on a Leash was a little too mean for some people. It didn't get airplay on some radio stations because they were kind of like, well, we're not doing that kind of sound right now. You know, there's too many guitars in that. There's too many this, too many that, you know, and it ended up affecting us a little bit, but it's not going to stop us from being who we are. You know, we're going to continue to make records that kick people's asses.
Awesome, man. Hey, looking at another possible single, which track off the new CD do you think should be the next one, or do you have a favorite that you really want to be the next one?
You know, I got a couple favorites off this record. I think the next single is going to be Save the World, and I really, really like the song Stuck. And I think as far as potential songs that are never going to cross over, that could cross over, but won't get the shot. I think Undivided and Drive could both be, if somebody else were to write them, they would both be huge smash hits. But since my band wrote them, I think they'll just be album tracks.
Yeah, no, that's a bummer. It's true, but it's a bummer, man. Cool.
I've learned after all these years, man, I've learned to, you know, when a band says, I think the big hit's going to be this, you know, I had that mentality from Homeschool Valedictorian. And then I went out in a car and I went to radio station. I looked the people in the eye who are programming the top 40 and hot AC stations. And I saw zero interest in them playing anything that a rock band is fronting. Wow. Well, my rock band, at least.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. Hey, one more and I'll let you go, man. You guys are getting really busy here coming up first week of September. You got pretty much a jam-packed two-month-long tour. I know you got some dates with the Pretty Reckless. How excited are you to get on the road and play this new stuff and get the CD out there?
I can't wait. You know, at the end of the day, that's where we live. That's where, you know, we're not the kind of band you can look at first week sales and say, how's the record going to do? You know, we're the kind of band that gets on the road and we sell 100 to 200 CDs a night after we play every night. And I think us and Pretty Reckless is one of the freshest tours in rock and roll, man. It's two bands that are young and hungry. And don't get it twisted. By the way that I'm talking, I sound jaded by the business, but I'm not. I'm just lighting a fire under my ass. I have no intention on slowing down or letting any of these obstacles deter me. I just more or less want the people to know what's going on so they're informed. So when I'm out there kicking asses, they can be on the same page. They can know we're not driving around in Ferraris and we're not, you know what I mean? There's Absolutely. A false misconception of how bands live their lives. And if it keeps going the way it is, you know, we can barely afford to feed our families. So it's, I'm more motivated than ever to change this, and that's why I'm kind of coming out and just speaking the truth and being honest, because, you know, I think there's too many good bands, including our band, but other bands. I'm doing this for every band in rock and roll. There's too many good bands that are getting overlooked right now.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I agree, and it's cool that you're doing it, honestly, and you do care more about just your band. It's the scene in general. There are plenty of worthy bands right now that I think are being ignored or overlooked.
Oh, I feel it, man. And you know what? I wish my band did sell 2 million albums so I had a broader audience to preach. And that's a lot of the arguments that these guys who won't play our music come back and say. They say things like, well, who's this guy? You know, his band hasn't sold any records compared to what bands could sell. And it's like, well, you know, none of those bands who did sell 2 million records will tell the truth. So I guess I'm the one that's got to do it, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. Awesome. Hey, just to recap for everybody, we've been talking to a singer, Rick DeJesus from Adelita's Way. The new CD, Stuck, is in stores now. So make sure you pick it up. I'm telling you, it's a great CD. And a couple months away, the guys will actually be here in Detroit at St. Andrews Hall with The Pretty Reckless on October 26th. So that's going to be awesome. Rick, man.
I can't wait.
Good talking to you, brother. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you, my friend.
All right,
Thank
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.